Iran's principalist Perseverance Front picks Saeed Jalili as its sole frontrunner for the June 14th presidential election. In a statement issued this morning, the group has voiced its all-out support for the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council. Jalili will replace the group's earlier choice, Kamran Bakr Lankarani. He withdrew from the race last week before the Guardian Council shortlisted the approved candidates. The Central Council of the Perseverance Front has picked Jalili with the majority of votes. The 11th presidential race will be held at the same time as the 4th city and rural council elections. Iranian presidential candidate Mohsen Rezai says resource-rich provinces need to use their own capacities to develop local economies. Addressing a crowd of supporters in the town of Hush in Sistan Balochistan province, the independent candidate said that the southeastern region plays an important part in the Iranian culture and civilization. He said that if elected president in next month's polls, he will adopt a federal economic model to assign bigger roles in the economy to each and every province. In order to fix the economy, he said, the administration will have to trust the people, a policy that proved successful during the 1979 Islamic Revolution and the 8-year war with Iraq. Well, here in Iran, election fever is sweeping the nation as presidential candidates deliver their televised speeches. As we'll see in this report, they have talked about their future plans and priorities in order to win more votes.
Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Saeed Jalili, former Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Velayati, and former Vice President Mohammad Reza Aref all set forth their agendas and plans. Jalili has said the Islamic thought and discourse, along with public participation, could work wonders for the national economy and public welfare.
I do believe that there are two factors that brought success to us. First is the Islamic thought and the discourse of the Islamic Revolution, and the second is the public participation for realizing them. The more we become detached from these two, the further we lose our strong points and instead weaknesses begin to emerge.
He underlined that the next administration should fill the gap between the Islamic discourse and public participation in different fields such as economy. Jalili added that the next executive body should coordinate efforts with other branches of the government and pave the way for greater participation of young talents in both theoretical and practical fields. The presidential candidate said this could only happen if coordinated efforts are accompanied with proper policies and programs. The principalist candidate said the worst mistake is to put obstacles in the way of new talents or waste their energy through bureaucracy and poor management. Another principalist presidential candidate, Ali Akbar Velayati, said he would use his experience to improve the country's relations with the world if he is elected president.
Our foreign policy needs to be changed so that Iran can build up better relations with other countries. As president, I will use my 16 years of experience as Iran's top diplomat to make this happen.
Velayati stressed that he would report to the nation every 100 days so that people know if he has done anything to fulfill his campaign pledges. The principalist candidate, who is a member of the 2+1 coalition, said the next administration's main task will be to restore people's trust and to work effectively with parliament. Finally, in a televised Q&A session with Iranians overseas, reformist candidate Mohammad Reza Aref said he would do his best for the progress of his country if he wins the June 14th election.
My goal is the progress of the country. We have outlined plans for the next years. We should do our best to move the country towards achieving our goals in line with these plans. This can be gained by precise and operational planning.
The former vice president pointed out that he has been working as an executive for more than 3 decades. He said he has a feasible plan in 22 chapters, which would be carried out by the help of the Iranian nation. Aref mentioned that he would do his best to improve Iran's status in the world by promoting democracy. This reformist candidate also says 4 million Iranians living abroad are the cultural ambassadors of his country and can help the government boost ties with other nations. 5 other candidates are also running for president. Face-to-face debates similar to those held in 2009 presidential election will not be held this time. Instead, all candidates will participate in 3 debates on economy, politics, and culture. Campaigning will continue until June 13th, a day before the election.
Well, another Iranian presidential candidate, Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf, says the next administration should create new job opportunities for the people.
We have been experiencing more economic hardship than at any other time. Inflation has affected everyone. Unemployment is a concern for every family. People need jobs because unemployment overshadows their passion for life and their hopes for future.
Speaking today to a crowd of supporters in the western cities of Zanjan and Mehriz, Tehran's mayor said it's up to the nation to help bring an end to the current management system. This way, he said, they can help the next administration revive the economy and pave the way for yet another political epic. The principalist candidate said Iranian youth should be given the chance to play a greater role in politics and economic activities. Ghalibaf gave assurances that he has what it takes to fix the economy in 2 years, should he emerge the winner of the June 14th vote. And of course, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential elections, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures, and of course, useful information about Iran's election process. Be sure to check that out.